From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The trouble in Syria is spilling beyond its borders. Over the weekend, there was a rash of kidnappings in neighboring Lebanon. A Sunni sheikh known to support the Syrian uprising was abducted. Then, some Alawites aligned with the Syrian government were taken in retaliation. Days before that, the Syrian army shot several people in Lebanese territory. NPR's Kelly McEvers has a report now, beginning in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley.
So we're standing here in a pretty dry and rocky valley. Behind us is a small grove of cherry trees and peach trees. And just ahead of us is a row of mountains. And just over those mountains is Syria. You can see there's a little green valley that cuts through the mountains from Syria into Lebanon. And that's where the troubles start, people here say. They say that Syrian army vehicles come through that valley and shoot Lebanese people over here in the border. We're up to 6 people total in this area just since the beginning of the year.
That's 6 people who've been killed just in this area. Many more have been injured. Back out of the valley and away from the Syrian border is the hospital room where Khatib al-Hujairi shows us 5 bullet wounds.
Three in his abdominal, 1 in his leg, and 1 in his arm.
Khatib says just last week he and a few other farm workers were walking in a cherry orchard when he saw dozens of Syrian soldiers hiding among the trees. I saw the soldiers, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground, he says. One worker died. The others were driven to the hospital in private cars. There was no sign of the Lebanese army. Exactly what the Syrian soldiers were after remains unclear. Could these farmers be smuggling arms to Syrian rebels? Could they be rebels themselves? Are they just being punished for housing Syrian refugees who oppose the government? What we do know is this isn't the only place where an attack like this has happened. In April, one man was killed and several others injured by the Syrian army in Turkey. That sparked international outcry. Turkey threatened to invoke the self-defense article of the NATO treaty, which says that an attack on one NATO member is an attack on all. But Lebanon is different in many ways. First, analysts say the Syrian army used to occupy Lebanon and still acts like it controls certain areas, especially those that are known havens of cross-border smuggling. Second, even though Lebanon's own civil war ended more than 20 years ago, the Lebanese army has yet to deploy to all the country's borders. And now that the Syria crisis has ramped up, says Nadim Houri, who heads the Human Rights Watch office here, the Lebanese state remains absent.
And that's not sustainable. I think what's needed, and what we've been repeating from the beginning to the Lebanese state, is one, you need to protect all people present on your territory. And the Lebanese state has the authority as well to control any sort of illegal activity on its borders. But it can no longer act like an ostrich and keep its head in the sand and not do any of that.
Houri admits that such an assertion of the Lebanese state would be easier said than done. In a place that remains so divided by sect, and divided by whether people support or oppose the regime in neighboring Syria. Lebanese politicians from all sides sat down to a long-awaited national dialogue this week. Analysts say they expect few results. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.